Okay, we're back. Apparently there was no goal called on that, so we're back live. The faceoff in the Stone Cold Zone, won by Travis Essemaker, and the shot goes behind the goal wide, and they fight for it on the right wing. Ashton Rogenbuck comes up with it, tries to backhand it in the center, and then nothing goes. Kaiser knocks the puck down with his glove, plays it to himself, so that's legal. Looks like number 72, Seth Geiger, can break out, but no, he's checked Wehner at the line. Wehner keeps it in, backhands it in, but doesn't have much luck as Miller comes up with it at center ice. Miller loses the puck, backhands it over to Kaiser. Kaiser falls, but he gets the puck forward. Krotchen gets it. Krotchen tries to play it at center ice. He gets it right back. He gets bowled over, and now Wehner comes in on the right wing. Wehner gets checked at the last second, and now it'll be a breakout by Stone Cold. Number seven, and I'm sorry, Dan Brown throws it in, a shot from the left wing, and is stopped by the goalie, and the goalie hangs on. Pretty weak shot from the left wing, not much going on there. So apparently there was no call. Miller made that last shot for Stone Cold. Faceoff stays in the Harbor Beach zone. 10 minutes, 4 seconds left, a 3-1 game in favor of Harbor Beach. Faceoff is won by Stone Cold, and they backhand it in the corner where Amon goes after it. Amon can't hang on to it, but Stoken can, and it goes to Krotchen, and shoots it wide and high, and the faceoff will come outside the zone. He had a good chance there.
Yep, nice.
Nice left-handed shot, but
about 40 feet high.
40 feet high, yep. Krotchen to take the faceoff against number 88, Ashton Rogenbuck, at the blue line. They fight for the blue line. Krotchen comes up with it, backhands it in his own. The goalie will simply fall on it. Jesse Rogenbuck saw four or five jerseys coming at him and said that is enough. So he simply hangs on, which when you're leading is probably a good strategy. So faceoff will come to his left, the right side. Ashton Rogenbuck will take the faceoff against number 18, Nick Krotchen. Faceoff is won by Harbor Beach. Number 74 tries to shoot it out, he can't. They fight for it at center. Beckler comes in. He can't reach it. Beckler, however, recovers it behind the goal and plays it up on the right wing, where it's taken by number 74. Awesome. Seaman can't get out. Ashton Rogenbuck can't get out. He's checked. It goes right to the goalie. There's a nice shot. Amon shoots, and it's a leg save. Nice save.
Slop.
And Krotchen can't corral it, but number 6 can. Trevor Shemka shot gets blocked at center ice, and Stoken has to corral at center ice. He plays on the right wing to Nick Krotchen. Krotchen trying to go up the right side. Can't. And Ashton Rogenbuck plays it back. It's corralled by number 6, Shemka. He throws it in, hoping for the best. Number 13, Sean Rogenbuck, picks it up. He shoots it out the center where nobody can reach it, so Stoken will come back for it. He gets it at his own blue line, plays it to center. Amon to Amon. Number 7, Joe Amon, goes in the corner. He gets checked, however, by number 13, Sean Rogenbuck. He plays it up the left wing where Harbor Beach will try and break it out. Ashton Rogenbuck misses the breakout pass. Stoken and Ashton Rogenbuck are chasing it. He's like, Stoken gets the better of that. And 36, Cody Stoken comes in, plays it off the center. Travis Essemaker gets to the center, but he can't really move with it. And now Stone Cold will break in. Stoken breaks across the line. It goes into the corner where Joey Amon gets it, number 7. It stays in. Stoken keeps it in. Krotchen, Nick Krotchen, that gets a shot, but it gets blocked, and Melissa, or Chris Rogenbuck, tries to break out. She gets checked. Booth tries to break out, but Stoken checks him at center ice. However, the Pirates do get a shot in. Number 24, Travis Essemaker, shoots it in. Essemaker clouds the puck at center, goes in deep. He can't get a shot. Tried to backhand it, got checked immediately by Nick Krotchen. They fight for it out front. Goes right to the goalie, and Logan Connor says, that's enough. We're going to stop this baby right now. Time settled in. Not much.
2 minutes.
Horn.
Are you ready for the next power outage? Have you had your generator serviced recently? Can't remember, huh? Well, a generator is only good if it fires up and runs properly when the power goes out. It needs periodic servicing too, even if you haven't used it recently. Are you aware that Mauer Electric services all brands of generators? From oil changes to diagnosis and repair, call Mauer Electric of Bad Axe for all your generator needs. Mauer Electric is also your authorized Generac generator sales and service center. They sell, install, and service Generac generators. generators as well as a host of other brands.
This is Larry Maurer for generator sales and service. Call Maurer Electric at 989-269-8171.
At Maurer Electric of Bad Axe, we know about everything electrical, from Ohm's Law to your local zoning codes. Hi, this is Nikki. If it's a new commercial or residential building project, call the best you can get. Call Maurer Electric of Bad Axe. Trying to fix an intermittent power issue? Do not try to do it yourself. Call Maurer Electric before it ignites a serious problem. If it's rewiring an outbuilding, an outlet, or your whole home, make the wise connection with Maurer Electric in the Westland Plaza, Bad Axe.
This is Larry Maurer. If honesty and integrity matter to you, call us at Maurer Electric in Bad Axe at 989-269-8171. We'll treat you right.
As a contractor, your equipment is subject to damages and losses that need specific coverage. Keep your equipment protected so you can continue business as usual with a commercial inland marine policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Receive broader coverage for large mobile equipment such as bulldozers, graders, hoists, tractors, and more. Keep everything you value safe, sound, secure with Auto Owners Insurance.
Hi, this is Sean McVay. We've been insuring Thumb Area contractors since 1881. I can customize a plan specifically for your operation. We can save you money. For a no obligation quote, contact the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe at 989-269-9977.
Your number one Thumb Area sports fans, Auto Owners Insurance and McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Okay, we're back. 3-1 for the Harbor Beach Pirates. The faceoff will be in the Stone Cold Zone. They win the faceoff at number 16. Tyler Stonefleisher goes back for it. Comes out to center ice where Derek Estimaker corrals the puck and tries to play it up the left wing. His brother Travis couldn't get it, but it's played in by McVay. McVay plays it on the left side, goes behind the Harbor Beach net where Derek Estimaker plays it up the left side boards. Looks like it goes behind the net. Number 5, Dan Brown, trying to make a play backhand. He can, but it does go to the point where Stolkin keeps it in. Stolkin plays it in the left-hand corner where McVay tries to reach it, but we have a stoppage in play. We'll have to see what this call is. Referee's coming over to make a call. Number 23, Melissa Seaman, gets 2 minutes for hooking. So, big power play coming up here, Ken.
Oh, yeah, they got to hold him here.
For Stone Cold. Stone Cold's got to do something here.
They gotta score.
Yep, 7:31 left. 2 minute penalty against Harbor Beach Pirates. So we'll see.
If they can hold them.
McVay goes in the corner. There's a shot. And it goes over the top of the goalie's leg. Nothing happens there. They have it behind the goal. Looks like Travis Estimaker shoots it down the ice. It'll be on goal, so it'll be a shot.
Oh, that almost went in.
Almost went in. Number 6, Trevor Shemka goes back for it. He tries to get started. He's being checked. But he gets it upside to McVay. McVay makes a pass at center, but it's intercepted and shot right back in by the defense. Number 28, Derek Estimaker. Almost intercepted by Travis Estimaker, but they break out. Coming out at center is number 45, McVay. He shoots it on goal, and the goalie just simply hangs on to a little fluttering pass. Nothing happening there, Ken.
Nope. Harbor Beach is going to settle in and play defense the rest of the game.
I'm afraid so. They got 1 minute and 25 seconds left to kill. 6 minutes, 55 seconds left in the game.
For a championship.
For the championship. Crotchin take the faceoff against Ashton Rogenbach in the Harbor Beach zone. Crotchin can't get a shot off. He had it right in front. The puck is a shot by number 99, Miller. Miller's shot is denied. He goes behind the goal. McVay gets checked. He plays it up the left side. The puck goes down the ice, and that'll kill off some valuable seconds for the Pirates. Number 36, Cody Stolkin goes back for it. He's almost checked, but he cuts away with it and comes out and breaks out the center ice with the pass up left wing to Miller. Miller can't handle it, so Derek Estimaker just slaps it right back down the ice. So they break out again. Stolkin tries to go to Crotchin. Crotchin goes up the middle, can't get the pass, goes to defense. Sean Rogenbach throws it down the ice. And they regroup again. 16, Tyler Stonecipher. Passes up the left side to Miller. Miller can't handle it, goes to Derek Estimaker. He simply pitchforks it back out down the ice where number 16, Tyler Stonecipher, will try again. He's checked by Ashton Rogenbach. They get it in his own. Coming in is Stonecipher. He has a shot. Fought off by the goaltender. Goes into the corner.